StoryCorps Tampa Bay, Kaisha Robinson asks her mother, Renee Robinson Flowers, about her childhood, being a St. Petersburg native. She also asks her mother what it was like to go through school during the start of integration.
Here we are in lovely St. Petersburg, your hometown.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about your birth here and your upbringing as a young person in the city?
So growing up was very interesting. It was very cultural. Growing up in Jordan Park, some very great individuals who I consider heroes in this community were individuals who helped to raise me in that village, such as Shelton Perkins and Adelvon Jameson, Miss Rose, who looked after us when my mom and dad both had to work, Mr. Rob, who was on the corner and used to sneak and let us get mangoes and cherries from his cherry tree. Of course, my grandmother lived in Jordan Park as well. They called her Big Mama, but her name was Georgia Robinson. And she was nice and round, but about 5 feet tall even. So my growing up was very, very interesting. It was full of culture and full of poetry, accents on reading, learning more about where you come from and the root of where you come from.
And one of your educational experiences included, or some of them included, going to Dixie Hollins High School right when they started to desegregate our schools.
I will tell you that there were a lot of meetings held at various schools to see what they could do to try to help make the first day of school a little easier and flow a little better with the integration of African Americans in schools in communities where we did not live and did not go to school prior. But high school was really rough. At Dixie Hollins in 1979, they had a riot, and that riot caused several individuals to be arrested with some very serious charges. And it was all because some Caucasians did not want African Americans at that high school or at any high school that was located in the north end of town. You also had my parents, who played a major role by holding meetings at our home to have parents come over and talk about what we would do to make sure that the children were safe going to school. And parents rotated. My family had a car. Some families didn't have cars, but my parents rotated, actually trailing the bus to school. They trailed me to school in the morning at Westgate. But I was fortunate. We met a family by the name of Van Camp, Kimberly Van Camp. And I met Kimmy in the second grade, and we are still friends until this day, her mom and dad. So it was very difficult, the integration of schools here. And I am grateful for it because it did open my eyes to a lot of different cultures and things that people do and why they say what they say. And it also opened my eyes for me to realize that living in Jordan Park wasn't a bad thing. It actually was a good thing. I found out years later from my mom, we didn't live in a housing project because we had to. My parents could afford to move out. They chose to stay there. And she said it was because they wanted us to know that we had to fight and we had to work for whatever it was that we wanted. And we should not have an easy road. So, you know, hindsight being 2020, I appreciate the lesson, but I sure would have loved to have had a few more gifts when I was younger.
The riots at Dixie High School that Renee Robinson Flowers talks about happened in 1971 over bringing down the Confederate flag and removing it as an unofficial symbol of the school. StoryCorps Tampa Bay is produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. To hear more local stories, you can log on to our website, wusf.org.